The major theme at the World Economic Forum in Cape Town is delivering on Africa's promise. We are saying Africa has so much potential, Africa can do a lot, but we are wallowing in poverty. We are suffering from underdevelopment. What is the problem? So we are identifying the constraints, the strategic constraints, the strategic bottlenecks that we have in Africa so that we can deliver on Africa's promise, emphasizing matters of regional integration, emphasizing matters of beneficiation, emphasizing matters of good governance, emphasizing the need to be masters of our own destiny. We can't depend on aid from foreigners. Why don't we mobilize our own resources, our oil, our diamonds, our gold, our people, our agriculture, our manufacturing? So this is what we're driving in Cape Town. The motivation is to say, what do we have to do to deliver on Africa's promise?
Looking at Africa as a continent, we have countries like Zimbabwe that is endowed by diamonds, and countries like Nigeria with a lot of oil, and countries like South Africa with a lot of minerals, and the DRC. Are you agreed as the African leadership that something needs to be done urgently to make sure that those riches translate into ending poverty within the streets in Africa?
Three things that we've identified that have to be done. The first one is to change the mining laws in South Africa, to change the mining laws in Zimbabwe, to change the natural resource laws in Ghana, Uganda. The laws we have in these countries with respect to our natural resources do not benefit the Zimbabweans, do not promote and facilitate the economic empowerment of the people. So the first thing we need to do is to change the laws, the economic laws. Secondly, we are saying, let us not sell raw materials. Let us move up the global value chains, the regional value chains, so that we beneficiate, so that we add value to our minerals, to our oil. That way we create jobs, that way we create incomes, that way we drive economic development in Africa. The third thing we're saying is, no, we can't work as countries. Let us collectivize our natural resources. Let's say a diamond cluster involving Botswana, Angola, Zimbabwe, and Namibia. That could be a massive cluster which can then drive beneficiation and value addition in diamonds. We say platinum cluster, South Africa and Zimbabwe. That will dominate the world because 90% of platinum in the world is in those two countries. Then we say an oil cluster, Nigeria, Niger, and Ghana. They come together as a petroleum cluster. So we're emphasizing regional integration. We're emphasizing collectivizing African natural resources and working together as regions so we can drive continental prosperity.
DPM, what of the issue of good governance that continues to take away the gains that, you know, are made in other sectors in Africa? How are you dealing with this issue of good governance to make sure that there is good leadership to, you know, complement the issues that you're talking about?
We are identifying good governance as a key enabler, a key facilitator of economic development. We are identifying infrastructural development as a key enabler. So we are saying we must sort out our politics. We must sort out the way we govern each other, the way we run our elections, the way we run our democracies is very important because it has an impact on whether we grow our economies or not. So good governance, democracy are key enablers of economic development. But having said that, we're also saying let us be creative as Africans. Let us move away from cut and paste models where we copy the British, copy the Americans, copy China, copy Singapore. No, let us learn from Singapore, learn from China, learn from America, learn from Europe, but learn from ourselves as Africans and then define our own economic models that are different from Singapore, that are different from China, but work for us. And that way we can have a uniquely African economic trajectory which will create a peaceful, prosperous and democratic African continent. So we are addressing all those matters, and good governance is a key element to it all.